Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research, and I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. In which state are you registered to vote?
Arizona.
Where?
Arizona.
Thank you. And may I know, what year were you born?
1988.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
No, I'm certain I'll vote.
You will not vote?
I will.
You will, okay.
Yes.
And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Inflation and immigration.
What was the first one? I'm sorry.
Economy.
And economy. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Yeah, Republican.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Republican. Trump.
Who?
Trump.
Thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them. 100 means you will definitely vote for them. First one is Donald Trump.
10.
Thank you. About Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Kerry Lake.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Trump and the Republican Party.
And do you trust someone more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. First one, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Next one says, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
What was the question again?
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, next one says, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree,
nope.
somewhat disagree,
they disagree.
Or strongly?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. Next one, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
You strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. First one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you, sir. Next one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. And last one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you strongly somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2020 or 2024 election. First one.
You may want to skip that one. I won't vote for him. Not even if I was getting paid, man. He could skip those. Nothing would change your mind.
Well, I'm afraid that I'm not able to skip that one. I mean, if you actually, we would like to hear your opinion. Let me read these options and I will give you the option. Just give me the best one the best option for you. First one says, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. If President Biden enacting that program, would that make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference one way or the other?
No, it won't make no difference.
Thank you very much.
So doesn't get the vote.
Thank you. Next one says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference?
No different.
Or not different? Okay. Thank you. About next one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference to vote for him?
No difference.
Thank you so much. Next one says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And next one says, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much. And just a few more, and we're done with this part. Next one says, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much. And the last one says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. We're almost done here.